From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. New York police say a suspect is in custody after an explosion near the Port Authority bus terminal Monday. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill identified the suspect as 27-year-old Akaya Ulla and said he had an improvised low-tech explosive device attached to his body. Ulla has sustained burns and wounds to his body after intentionally detonating the device. The New York Fire Department also confirmed three other injuries, all non-life-threatening. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took his case to Europe to ask allies to join the United States in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. No one can deny it. It doesn't obviate peace. It makes peace possible because recognizing reality is the substance of peace. It's the foundation of peace.
But even Israel's closest European allies have rejected that logic and say recognizing Israel's capital unilaterally risks inflaming violence and further wrecking the chance for peace. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday said he has ordered his military to withdraw a significant part of Russia's forces from Syria. He made the announcement during a surprise visit to Russia's Hmeimim air base, where he also met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia's forces joined the Syrian conflict in late 2015 in support of Assad's military. This is VOA News. The Associated Press found that the rape of Rohingya women by Myanmar security forces fleeing to Bangladesh has been sweeping and methodical. Medicines Sans Frontières Emergency Medical Coordinator Crystal Van Leeuwen said the majority of the women reported the events taking place in Myanmar before they crossed into Bangladesh. She explains that because of the stigma attached to rape, many forgo treatment.
The majority come after physical injuries may have already healed, that we've missed the window of opportunity to provide the prophylaxis for sexually transmitted infections and HIV. And we do see some women coming with presenting actually with pregnancy-related concerns, seeking medical care for pregnancy, and that pregnancy was a result of rape.
The Myanmar Armed Forces did not respond to many requests from the AP for comment. Accusations of espionage and political meddling are straining relations between Australia and its biggest trading partner, China. Phil Mercer reports Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has used unusually strong language to criticize China over alleged interference in Australia's domestic politics.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has cited the example of Sam Dastyari, a senator for the opposition Labour Party, whose close ties to a wealthy Chinese businessman have come under intense scrutiny. Turnbull has used unusually strong language to insist that his country wouldn't be intimidated by the Chinese.
Modern China was founded in 1949 with these words, Zhonghua Runmen Zanchi Lai, the Chinese people have stood up. It was an assertion of sovereignty. It was an assertion of pride. And we stand up. And so we say, Adalia Runmen Zanchi Lai, the Australian people stand up.
Australia has introduced new laws banning foreign donations to political parties. Those who meddle in Australian democracy on behalf of another nation could also go to prison. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Prime Minister Theresa May says there is a new sense of optimism about negotiation over Britain's departure from the European Union, insisting that a preliminary deal has given fresh impetus to the talks. Leaders of the other 27 EU members are expected to ratify the agreement later this week, allowing Brexit talks to move on to trade and security cooperation. The United Nations Deputy Special Representative for Congo says military offenses will be launched against rebels who killed at least 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers last week in eastern Congo. At least five Congolese soldiers were also killed in that attack. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.